Today we'll be doing Siftas. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Yesh Omrim Shem Hivsek Bein Berkas HaTorah Lili Mudo In Bechach Klum. There are those who say that if you pause between your Berkas HaTorah and your actual learning of Torah, it's not a big deal. It doesn't make a difference. However, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's appropriate not to do so, not to interrupt between them. It's also appropriate to recite the Parsha of Berkas Kohanim right after you recite Berachas HaTorah. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Yotes tells us Shem Hivsek Ta'amam D'Dafka B'Avarabah D'Lo Havi Iker Berachah L'Berachas HaTorah Azeno Poter Ela Imkein Laman Miyad B'Li Hivsek. This idea that you need to learn right after you made the Bracha is only true when you're saying Avarabah in place of Berachas HaTorah, because there, if you don't learn right away, it's not obvious that Avarabah is supposed to count as a Berachas HaTorah. Aval Berachas HaTorah Poteras Kol Hayom Afilu Lo Laman Achar Tzila Shachar Zad Chatzi Hayom. But actual Berachas HaTorah, even if you didn't learn anything until much later in the day, you don't make a new bracha. The original bracha you made still counts on the learning you're going to do later. It's not like all other brachas where you're not allowed to pause or to make some sort of a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah, because there is constantly a mitzvah to be thinking about Torah morning and evening, in other words all day, and therefore you can't take your mind off of Torah at all, so there is no interruption. You constantly have to be thinking about Torah. So many Achronim disagree with this premise. Many Achronim assume that Birchas HaTorah in this regard is no different than any other bracha. Namely, if you interrupted in between the bracha and the actual act of learning Torah, you would in fact have to make a new bracha, because if you don't learn right away, then the bracha has nothing upon which to take effect. Since there are those poskim who assume that you do not need to go and make a new bracha, So the best thing to do, in the event that you didn't learn right after you made your Berachas HaTorah for whatever reason, then your best option to avoid this problem of a suffix about whether you should make a Berachas HaTorah is simply to have in mind while saying Ava Rabba that it should count as Berachas HaTorah. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah addresses the question of why we specifically recite three psukim. So he says, because we know that whenever a person reads on the Torah, so minimally you have to be reading at least three psukim. And then he addresses the question about why specifically these three psukim of Birkas Kohanim. He says, because those psukim contain bracha within them. You could say these psukim even before daybreak. Not like those poskim who assume that it's problematic to recite the psukim of Yevarechecha, before the day begins, because the halacha is that you're not allowed to duchen at night. Dizeino You're not saying the psukim b'toras duchen. You're not saying the psukim as a form of duchen. You're saying them as part of Talmud Torah, which you could do at night, obviously. Birkas Kohanim v'noagu lomer gamkin elu devarim she'in lohem shiur shi'mishnah umemra de'elu devarim sha'adam kidei l'kayim mikra u'mishnah u'gemara. We also add on the Mishnah, it's in the beginning of Masechas Peah, that say elu devarim she'in lohem shiur, and then elu devarim sha'adam ochel per v'seyam, which are Mishnayas and Gemara, and statements in the Gemara, in order to be makayim all the different aspects of Talmud Torah. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Siv Yud tomorrow.